He was the king of the cowboys, a real-life ranch hand that won the hearts of the nation with his amazing feats on Tony the Wonder Horse. In fact, he was such a daredevil, movie companies pleaded with him to stop doing his own stunts so they could ensure he would stay healthy and keep his starring role. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Many people have heard of Tom Mix, one of the nation's earliest movie stars. Iris Myers' family knew Mix from his days in Dewey, Oklahoma.
He was working at the 101 Ranch when the movie company came to the ranch to do a film. Hegan was interested in what they were doing. They saw this handsome daredevil cowboy, real cowboy. So it was a perfect match, and his career took off.
Mix and Tony the Wonder Horse became instant celebrities.
He was very flamboyant. He was a great showman and totally different than any movie cowboy there had ever been. They were always kind of dull, but he comes along with this flashiness that is just really exciting to everyone.
Mix had to be a showman on the big screen because for most of his career, anything he said was never heard.
They were silent movies. He did start making talkies in 1930. He made, probably about a dozen. His last movie was in 1935. It was a serial, The Miracle Rider, 15 episodes.
You can still see plenty of Tom Mix movies here at the museum in Dewey. All of his amazing feats on screen are Tom, not a stunt double.
He was such a perfectionist that he would not allow anyone else to do his. He would get into trouble with the movie companies because they didn't want him out of production, of course. So they would want someone to do his stunts. But no, if it said Tom Mix, it had to be done perfectly, and he would do it.
We'll have more about Mix next time as we travel the countryside. In Dewey, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.